I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Diamonds and Rosé night. Yes, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills are on. And who's here? Why am I spacing? I'll tell you. It is Teddy Mellencamp Arellaves. I've been practicing her last name. I'm sure I'll botch it, though. It's her debut Watch What Happens Live appearance. And she will be joined by Miss Camille Donatacci Grammer, one of the greatest of all time season one housewives, who was so great that she got terrifically burned by sharing every opinion she ever had in her mind and it backfiring on her, and it scared her off for several years. But I'm so glad she seems to be blooming out of her shell again this season. And tonight we've got a lot of fun stuff planned. Hope you enjoy, and happy Valentine's Day. Will you be my Valentine? I don't have one.
Her beach party turned vicious, although she might say it was more pernicious. It's Watch What Happens Live with Teddy Mellencamp, Arroyave, and Camille Grammer now. I almost... I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a new girl and a girl who seems to know a few new tricks. She's a professional equestrian, but so far this season it seems a little bit like Dorit's been riding her. Welcome to our newest Beverly Hills housewife, Teddy Mellencamp Arroyave. In a high pony, which I love. And when Teddy invited the girls to her beach house tonight, she traveled C-word, but she's clearly not over the time Dorit called her the C-word. Hey, Camille Grammer, great to see you. Actually, I love both of your hair tonight. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
and wow, it's so long, Camille. Mm-hmm. All yours?
No, it grew.
Okay. Is that all yours?
No.
Oh my gosh, there's so much accountability happening already. And whenever we get a new housewife, if we're really lucky, we also get a new house husband. And over at the bar, it's Teddy's husband, Edwin. Hey, yeah! Edwin. Edwin, are you enjoying your time on the show so far?
Am I what? I'm sorry?
Enjoying your time on the show so far?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, no one wants to talk to me anymore. Everybody wants to talk to Teddy. But
Know what? A whole new group of people is going to want to talk to you. By the way, Rinna brought Delilah. She bought Delilah the same Jonathan Adler pill that Margaret brought me for the clubhouse. Margaret from New Jersey. So we just like to call those things out. Teddy, you are the new girl. Are you having fun so far?
I would say I have a lot of good times, but there's some rough ones too.
Yes, yes. Well, we've noticed you do things a little bit differently. You say what you think. We like that. Here's a look at some of your time so far.
Okay.
I am a casual person.
I'm like a down-home chick.
There's a lot of, like, keeping up with the Joneses.
I'm prepared to lose 10 grand today. I shouldn't be drinking the wine out of the champagne glass.
It was an oversight. Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
It's black tie.
I'm not a person that focuses on aesthetics. I don't know what to wear to a day fashion show.
Okay, we can fix that.
I want everybody to be happy. I don't know if these girls can handle such a casual, laid-back atmosphere.
This will suit me just fine.
I'm out of my element.
All right. So how, I mean, you say you're out of your element, but were you, you seemed pretty comfortable though.
I am comfortable. I think more so I was out of my element and how people may respond to it.
Got it.
You know,
something
I'm comfortable
with
what I'm doing.
You can relate to that.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Season one.
Yes, Camille season one. Man, I use you as an example all the time to
there
many first season housewives. I'm sorry. Camille, congratulations on your engagement. We're
Thank
all very
you.
Happy for you. You have to indulge me in a quick round of questions about
sure.
the big day. I know you were nervous about the idea of getting married again. What is it about David that made you jump in and go for it?
I just knew he's the right man for me.
Nice. And he's right here. So, yeah. Hey, David. you talked about the idea of two weddings, one being a destination. What's the latest?
Possibly Hawaii.
Possibly
Tropical.
Hawaii. You still have a house there?
Yes.
Yes. Will you wear something simple, you said? Bridal cleavage, yay or nay?
Not sure. Still
not sure. Okay. Which housewives will score invites?
All of them.
All of them. That's nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. After you get married, are you going to change your last name or stick with grammar?
Ooh. Probably change it.
Okay. Prenup?
Yes.
Yes. all right. Thank you very much, Camille. I like it. Before we get to your questions for Teddy and Camille, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, since the moment they met, Camille and Dorit seem to have gotten off on the wrong foot, starting with when Dorit called Camille another body part. Take a look.
Camille, you're a stupid
Dorit, everyone's entitled to act stupid once in a while, but you really abuse the privilege.
You call Camille a stupid Oh, that was a stupid joke.
I don't think it was about you. I think it was the Dorit show.
I do think she tends to talk a little too much and maybe drink too much.
I'm so sorry.
It would have to take a lot for me to trust this woman.
Dorit, why did you tell her?
Because she felt she needed to.
What, do you want to be a tattletale? That's not cool.
So silly.
Oh, please, call me silly. You called me a I think that's silly.
You can't keep your mouth shut, can you? Not cool.
I gotta tell you something. Okay, well, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV now and tell us who's being more silly, Camille or Dorit. I have to tell you, when I saw you in the hall and you said that, it was the first time I do feel like you got so burned season one mm-hmm. that you have been editing yourself. And when I saw you say that, I was like, okay, Camille is starting to speak her feelings again.
Yeah.
Did you feel freer
really
this
raw.
Season?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, looks like you guys are saying Dorit is being a little more silly there. second, speaking of Dorit, she must have very toned arms because she has been stirring it nonstop. And she brought her spoon with her all the way to New York tonight. Watch.
What did I miss?
Go on, Dorit. Tell us what happened.
Kyle, Lisa Vanderpump, and I had dinner. And then Lisa Vanderpump stands up, like, abruptly, and she says, okay, well, I'm leaving then.
Do you feel that she felt ignored?
Yes, I do. Lisa's said to me in the past, Dorit, you don't listen to me. I may have even said she was feeling jealous that I was talking to Kyle.
Have you said it to Lisa Vanderpump?
Not yet.
Honestly, Dorit, kindly, shut the up.
Okay,
I think I was subtle there.
Yeah, you are. Are you still on WWHL.TV? Good. Now tell us, if you were Lisa, would you be mad at Dorit for what she said? I mean, was it bad what she said?
I mean,
you guys are saying yes.
I don't think Dorit is a malicious person.
Yeah.
Do I think she talks a lot? Yes.
Right. I don't think she meant to be malicious.
No, not at all. I think she's a good person that sometimes gets a little too invested in a story, maybe.
All right. Finally, one thing I've missed most about season one, Camille Grammer, are the grammar and vocabulary lessons she always provided. And thanks to her, I think I could now use this word in a sentence.
When I sat there and they started with me, I just wanted to eviscerate them with words. And I thought, God, wow, is she pernicious? She's just a pernicious. Her behavior was pernicious. And I'll leave it at that.
All right. Here's what. Let's go through some of the Beverly Hills drama that happened while you were away, Camille.
Okay.
And you tell us, was she pernicious? All right.
Hey,
here we go.
In
season three, when Brandy revealed that Adrian used a surrogate, did she not realize it was a secret, or was her behavior pernicious?
Pernicious.
It was. Are you watching Brandy in the Big Brother house?
No.
Okay, I am, and I'm rooting for her. Season five, Brandy had a habit of getting in between Kyle and Kim's relationship, physically blocking Kim from Kyle at Eileen's poker party. Was she being protective of Kim, or was her behavior pernicious?
Protective.
Protective. Bethany told Erica she should streamline her brand, then shaded the production value of her music video. Helpful advice, or pernicious?
Sounds pernicious.
Okay. Season six, Yolanda told the ladies her kids also had Lyme disease. When Lisa heard, she said that according to Muhammad, they didn't. Was Lisa sharing what she knew, or was her behavior pernicious?
Pernicious.
Okay. When Rita admitted to the Munchausen's gossip in season six, Lisa asked her why she hadn't brought Kyle into it. Was Lisa making sure Kyle didn't get dragged into the drama, or was her behavior pernicious, Camille?
I plead the fifth.
You plead the fifth. That means pernicious. Season seven, after Erica accidentally flashed PK, Dorit gifted Erica with a new pair of panties. Was Dorit being playful, or was her behavior pernicious?
That was playful.
Okay, thank you very much, Camille. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dara is on the line from Toronto. Hey, Dara, Anderson Cooper and I are coming to Toronto on tour. It's our first overseas engagement. It's not overseas. I hope you come see us. What's your question?
Yeah, planning on it. So my question's for Teddy, and it's a two-parter.
Okay.
So I just want to know, does your dad watch the show?
I want to know that, too.
And if he does, who's his favorite housewife besides yourself, and who's his least favorite? Like,
oh, my God, that's hilarious. Okay. Has he seen the show?
Well, he actually called me today and goes, I don't know what my life is coming to, because I had to call my assistant today to go, what time is the Housewives on?
Had he seen it before?
No.
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 You're kidding.
So he was maybe
watching tonight for the first time?
No, he's watched this whole season.
Oh, he has?
Yes. But
what does he think of it?
He's always like, you know, you're being who you are, so I'm proud of you, that who you are. And then he's like, but I wish you wouldn't argue with that Dorit. She seems nice.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And is he, what was his reaction to you coming on the show?
I think his reaction was kind of similar to anybody that says, why would you do the show?
Right, right.
And I just said, you know, I just have this feeling. I want to do it. I think there's a lot of fun to be had. I think there's a lot to learn.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm true to who I am, then I can't really have anything to lose.
Very good. All right. next week's Housewives of Beverly Hills, things between some of the women and Dorit get very Doreal. Here's a sneak peek.
You had a conversation at dinner that came back to me where you were talking about both of us, the people who love you the most.
You said when Lisa left that you were both pissed off and you thought it was because you two had a connection. Erica, was that
I understand.
Said?
Yes, you're right. 100%.
Apparently a lot of negative said about
me. I don't know who that came from.
I told you exactly what I said.
Well,
I told you.
Teddy, first of all, take down your tone.
No,
down
I'm
your tone.
Over it. No,
take down your tone. I'm not in one of your accountability membership.
Bring my career into it all you want, honey. I'm not accepting new clients.
Great! Awesome!
Now that the show is airing, what is the most surprising thing about it or being on it or seeing it?
I mean, it's real. I thought in my mind, like, I'm going to do this, and it's going to be kind of 1 foot in, 1 foot out. No, I'm 100% feeling the way I'm feeling when I'm feeling it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'm happy to hear that. Let's go to Tammy from Florida. Hey, Tammy, what's your question?
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Hi, Teddy and Camille. Camille, you look great.
Thank you.
And happy. My question is, how are things going with Kelsey and co-parenting, and what form of communication do you have with him?
Well, we're parallel parenting, and what that is we don't communicate. We communicate through a second party, but he's there for the kids. He's with my son, and he's going to see my daughter soon. My daughter was with me for
parallel parenting. I like
parallel
it.
Parenting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going well.
Well, that part, yes.
Yes.
Okay, we're working on it, but it's
okay. Good.
Well.
Teddy, Layla L wants to know which lady is the best at being accountable and who's the worst.
Well, I could say I'm really not judging my friends on who's the most accountable.
Yeah.
I really am judging my friends on who I like being around.
Okay.
So I can't really put it.
Who do you like being around the most?
I mean, well, Camille's great.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun with Kyle. Uh-huh. I love riding with Lisa Vanderpump. I mean, there's been moments with everybody where I'm enjoying myself.
Camille, Carrie F. said, were you surprised LVP actually apologized to Kyle on the beach, and did you buy it?
No, I did. They have a very close relationship.
Jamie B., Camille, I'm seeing small glimmers of season one, Camille, in your interviews.
Yes.
To what do you attribute the resurgence?
Well, when I feel strongly about something, I'm going to speak up for myself or for somebody else.
Jacob from Chicago is on the line with a question. Jacob, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. It's actually for Teddy.
Okay.
Teddy, which housewife made the worst first impression when you met them?
You know, I don't really like the worst, because when I first met everybody at the airport, everybody was friendly. Like, everybody was nice, and so I wouldn't say there was a first impression. As time goes on, yeah, there were some not-so-great impressions, but first impressions, everybody was nice and welcoming.
Jack from Detroit. Hey, Jack, what's your question?
Oh, hi. My question is for Camille.
Okay.
I was wondering if you are still in contact with Alison Dubois, and if so, did she predict your new boyfriend?
No, I am not. Unfortunately.
Does she hate you?
She hates me.
Does she?
I believe she does.
Really?
I think she thought I set her up.
Really?
The dinner, what is it? The dinner party from hell.
Yes, it is.
It was.
Yes. Wow.
It was epic, though.
Wow. Yeah, it sure was. And then the sprinklers went off as they were all leaving.
We didn't plan that.
Yes. Do you still own that house?
No.
You sold
I sold it about a year and a half ago.
Okay. But you still live in Malibu?
Yes, I do.
It's game time, everybody. In honor of the Beverly Hills women being in Camille's old Club MTV romping grounds tonight, we're going to drop the beat and get Camille out on the dance floor. Camille,
okay.
Go to the green screen and put on these Ramona eyes, okay? And you need to give us your best Club MTV moves, and Teddy's going to describe, without using any names, the various random celebrities in Beverly Hills Housewives who come up and try to dance with you. If you get 7 right in 60 seconds, you win. Okay, start dancing, Camille. Okay, there you go. Go. A lot of movies with Brad Pitt.
Pitt, George Clooney?
Yes.
Whoa, yeah, baby.
Yes.
She's one of our friends who called you a cunt.
Oh, Doritos. Can't say that on live TV.
Doritos.
Okay.
Woo, Doritos.
She's a talk show host. She has her own magazine. She has a whole empire.
Oprah.
Yes.
Yes.
She is married to our president.
Melania.
Yes.
Melania.
She owns it. She has a pill bag.
She
owns
it.
She has the same hair.
She owns it.
She's
owns Beverly
it.
Hills
I own it. I'm Lisa Renner.
Yes.
She's got a daughter named Blue Ivy. She's a singer, dancer.
Beyonce.
Yes.
She's a supermodel, but her mom was on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yolanda is daughter.
Oh, Bella.
Gigi.
Oh.
Okay.
Gigi.
It's 34 minutes till Valentine's. Do you know where your Valentine is? You guys do. Kyle said you're looking gorgeous, both of you. Aww. Lisa Rinna said Harry Hamlin and I are RSVPing yes now to your Hawaii wedding. Margaret Josephs is happy that I love the chill pill, and she thinks the Beverly Hills girls might need more than one now. Let's go to Caden from Missouri. Hey, Caden from my home state, what's your question?
My question is for Teddy. Looking back at tonight's episode, do you feel like Erica wanted to leave your house the entire time she was there?
I think that it was a little bit sneaky in the terms that she left.
Yeah.
Which is what kind of got me upset the next day. I didn't care that she left. I put it in the invite. Go stay wherever you want. It was just the way it happened felt a little.
And she never told her that she wasn't feeling well.
Yeah, I was so never, I mean, even though she told everybody else, I had no idea.
And I didn't know either because I arrived later that evening, so.
Got it. Where were you that you arrived later that evening, Camille?
With lawyers all day.
Oh,
that's not fun. That's not fun.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Divorce lawyers?
No.
Others?
Business.
Business. Okay. Teddy, which housewife has the best style? Mele Cupcakes wants to know.
Ah, best style. Well, I love shopping with Kyle because she makes it fun.
Yeah.
So, and she helps me out. Like, when we're on trips, she's like, you need help with your hair and makeup? I'm like, yes, please. Right. So, she keeps it fun for me.
Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that Madonna has followed Cardi B on Instagram, which means to me that they're working on a song together. And if either Cardi B or Madge are watching, I think you need to let Connie Chung feature on that song. You know about Cardi B.
Oh, come on, Andy.
I love her. Tonight's Jacko goes to what happened to our pal Kate Upton during her photo shoot for this year's Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh! That looks like that hurt.
Ouch. Ooh.
She had a good sense of humor about getting soaked, unlike some people.
You're getting me wet. Who are you to get me wet?
You?
Who are you to get me wet? Who are you to get me wet? Did I ask you to get me wet? No.
How did I forget about that clip, you guys? I want to thank, that's a New York housewife, see? I want to thank Tiny, Camille, and Edwin. It is the after show with Teddy Mellencamp, Arayave, and Camille Grammer, and Edwin Arayave. Are you seeing how much I'm enjoying saying Arayave?
Well, now that you're nailing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sexy.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Jason. I'm from New York.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Camille, you are my boyfriend and I's spirit animal. Andy, we love you, too.
Thanks.
My question for you is, which housewife do you miss the most and which housewife do you miss the least?
I miss Adrian. I miss most of the first season cast, honestly. I thought they were amazing.
Uh-huh.
Who
do you miss the least?
The least? Oh, God. How much... I really don't have an answer for that. Maybe. Brandy was harsh. I like Brandy.
Uh-huh.
I think she brought a lot. She's a lightning rod, but you never knew what was going to come out. And she took it too far.
So. I love your earrings.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Thank you.
I love yours, too.
Thanks.
As a matter of fact, let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name's Marcy, and I'm from Gravois Mills, Missouri.
Hey, Marcy.
Hi, I love you so much. My heart's beating out of my chest. I'm so excited.
Aww.
You're my favorite person ever.
Thank you. Do you live far from St. Louis?
Well, it's like a few hours.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a little bitty small town, like a population of 100.
Wow. Are you the cool girl in town?
Definitely, yes.
That's what I thought. I could tell. What's your question?
My question's for Teddy.
Okay.
I just love you. You're probably my all-time favorite housewife ever.
Wow.
And you're so beautiful. And I was just wondering how long it took you to lose that weight and how you did it. Did you do any specific diet or did you just eat better and exercise?
Very good question. How much weight? And thank you for all your sweet comments.
Yeah, thank you.
How much weight did you lose?
I fluctuated multiple times throughout my life, but I've been over 200 pounds and that's happened.
And you are how tall, right?
I'm 5'4".
Wow. So, and so how did you lose it? How?
For me, you know, after my son, I thought I would lose the weight the same way I did after my daughter, and I just didn't.
Okay.
And for me, it's about balance, and it sounds so silly, but, like, I'm not the mom that, like, I just chased after my kids and I lost the weight. It wasn't right. like that.
Okay.
I'm active for an hour a day. It, you know, it could be a walk, it could be a run, it could be a spin class, doesn't matter, but active for an hour a day. Start my day with water, and my lightest meal of the day, no carbs, is dinner.
Right. Wow. And that's your, and when you're an accountability coach, so people are texting you their meals, and what else is involved in that?
So, example, if you said to me, Teddy, I don't have time today to go work out.
Okay.
I'd be like, all right, talk me through your schedule. Let's work through this together. And then I would help you come up with a suggestion that'll work within your life. I say, like, okay, schedule your hour of activity as if it's an important meeting and don't cancel it because you're important.
And do you have a lot of clients?
We do. We have over 150.
Wow.
Really? Mm-hmm. So it's a company, and are there other coaches in that?
There's other coaches, but they've all gone through the program with me, so they still live the same lifestyle that I do.
And do you run the company?
I do.
Wow.
I love it.
What is it called?
It's just Accountability with Teddy Mellencamp.
There you go.
Woo!
Cool.
Good girl.
back to the phones. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
Adam from Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hey, Adam, what's your question?
First off, Teddy, you look amazing, baby doll, have to tell you. But
thanks.
My question is for Camille. We know that you're a friend of the show, but if given a tagline, what would your tagline be?
Mm.
Ooh, that's a hard one. The bitch is back.
Well, speaking of, I mean, do you want to come back full time?
It's up to you.
Well, no, it's not. It's really not only up to me. I mean, is that something? I mean, do you think about it?
I do. I think about it.
I feel like in the last few years, and we've talked about this,
yes,
and you have wanted to, and there have been certain things going on in your life that have been holding you back.
I mean, yes.
Do you feel more untethered and more?
Yes.
And do you also feel more comfortable with the idea of saying something that not everyone might agree with and whatever? You know, I mean, because no one had a worse first season on The Housewives than you. No, but
ever. It was terrible.
But I mean, but you were also like one of the greatest first season Housewives in the history of the entire show. Which is true.
Wow.
No, but it's true. It's true. So I mean, do you feel like you have the tools now where you could come back, speak your mind,
mm-hmm.
and not feel like scared about getting ambushed on social media or whatever?
I'm getting a lot better.
You're getting better. But it is hard.
It is hard. To,
and social media is full of trolls and haters.
There's vicious out there.
It's true. And, Dorit's getting it right now.
I feel bad for her.
I invoked the Camille Grammer clause to her because mm-hmm. I was like, look, no one had it worse than Camille. Mm-hmm. And it's like every season,
somebody really gets it.
And Siggy mm-hmm. really got it on New Jersey this season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really tough. And Twitter is full of a lot of trolls and a lot of haters.
Vicious,
and
yes.
Yeah, anyway.
And it's hard to ignore it
because
you take it personal, but I'm learning not to.
Yes.
And it just took, 8 years? Right. Really,
that's
it
fine.
Took a while.
Right,
but,
yeah, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back to the phones. I think we have one more call. Okay, caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy, this is Nathan from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Nathan, how's it going, man?
I'm doing well. Happy Valentine's Day. Hi, Camille. Hi, Teddy. Hi, Edwin.
Hi.
Hi. So my question is for Teddy.
Okay.
Next time you have a party at your fabulous beach house, what would you do differently?
Oh, that's a good question. It seems ultimately like it
would. I would do nothing differently because ultimately we had a fun night.
We had a great night.
We had so much fun.
See,
we stayed up late.
We danced.
Like, we danced. We told a million stories. Like, we had a good night.
And I have to say, it seems like you had normal nerves about, wow, I'm having all these fancy ladies over to my house. But it seems like they all went with it.
And
mainly.
I mean, I did it on purpose.
Yeah.
It was truthfully, that's how I was going to narrow down, like, who really gets me and who do I get? Because I don't want to force a friendship that's not there.
But wasn't that, so that must have been a great relief that you guys all wound up having a great time and everyone was like, oh, the house is cool and great.
Yeah, we loved the house. I mean, we had so much Vanderpump fun. State, everybody.
And then we all had a workout the next day. We're laughing. And that, you know.
Wasn't
the next day, I mean, I did kick everybody out. You know,
it is what it is. No, I stayed for a while. We hung out, but then I left. But no, I mean, whose bra do we see? Kyle's?
Oh yeah,
and whose underwear?
There was a lot of things.
A lot of girl stuff going on. Undergarments, dancing, drinking.
It was a total girls' night.
Yeah, it was.
It's great. I want to thank Teddy Mellencamp-Ariave, Camille Grammer, and Edwin Ariave. Thanks, Edwin. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.